Shalom, shalom. This is your brother Aki, Yehoshua Baka Ben Lee. We've been Israel. Here to share more light on Jeremiah 51. First, I want to give thanks to the Creator by saying, blessed be the Holy One of Israel. Blessed be the Holy One of the universe. Without Him, none of this will be possible. I thank Him for giving me insight on the Holy Scriptures. I can only pray that He gives you the same also. So, let's get started with Jeremiah 51. And we left off at verse 33, which brings us to verse 34. Verse 34 of Jeremiah 51, hallelujah. Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Babylon, had devoured me. He crushed me. He had made me an empty vessel. He had swallowed me up like a dragon. He filled his belly with my delicacies. He had cast me out. Now, this verse is a very typical verse of what would cause someone to want to dig deeper, because this is the Most High speaking. So, you know, how could the king of Babylon devour the Most High? How could he crush the Most High? How could he make the Most High empty vessel? How could he swallow the Most High like a dragon? How could the Babylon fill his belly with the delicates? And how could he cast the Most High out? The king of Babylon, just a mere man, and we know that the Most High is the most powerful being in the universe. So, what does this mean? This is a typical verse that would cause me to go into the Strong's Concordance, or what I like to do now, go on online with the Blue Letter Bible and look up these key words. We know who Nebuchadrezzar was, Chadrezzar. So the first word that I see that's important is, it says, he have devoured me. The king of Babylon devoured me. Meaning the Most High. So let's look at this word devoured. Spelled with the left, the kaf, and the lamed, a kal. And it means to eat, devour, burn up, feed, to eat, devour. Let me back up a little bit. To eat, human subject, to eat, and then it has in parentheses, human subject. To eat, devour of beasts and birds, to devour, consume of fire, to devour, slay of sword, to devour, consume, destroy inanimate subjects, pestilence and drought, to devour of oppression, to be eaten, to be devoured, consumed, to be wasted, destroyed of flesh, to cause to eat, feed with, to cause to devour, and that's it, to consume. This is the last one. You know, that is still kind of vague. I can see a couple things. One, to devour, consume, destroy inanimate subjects. That could mean the temple items that he took from Jerusalem. Because that's what he did. King of Babylon took the items out of the temple, the holy items, and used them in drunken parties, or maybe just one. Okay, so the Most High is saying that's him, that has his spirit on it. Has people spirit on it. So, I would have to say that's true. Now, let's go a little deeper and look in the ancient lexicon of the Hebrew Bible and see what we find there. See if we can find something that sheds more light. Let's see. Page 39, 98, okay, there we go, 398, which takes us to 1242, all right, let's see what this says, 1242 in the lexicon. Wow, this is a lot. The left, the kaf, and the lamed. Okay, so just the kaf and the lamed says complete, vessel, whole. The pictograph of the kaf is a picture of the bent palm representing the bending or submitting of the will. The lamed is a picture of a shepherd's staff or yoke. Combined, these mean tame for the yoke. An animal or land that is tamed has been worked and is complete and ready for use. Taming include construction of holding pens, putting the soil to the plow, harvesting of crops. Hey, there we go again, right? Harvesting. And it's like in verse 33, where the Most High talk about. Let's see, how did that read? That's, let's read that. Verse 33 of Jeremiah 51, hallelujah. For thus saith the Most High of hosts, the power of Israel, the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor. It is time to thresh her, yet a little while, and the time of her harvest shall come. So, if I didn't talk about that last time, harvest, in its simplest form, means coming to collect. Coming to collect what? The Most High is going to come and collect what is owed to him. And that's funny in itself, right? Because we are talking about the king of Babylon taking these items from the temple and using them for his amusement. So he's saying he's coming to collect. Just like he's coming to collect us. Right? Wow. You see that? The Most High said he's coming to collect his people from the daughter of Babylon and every other nation that we have been scattered to. Okay, so harvesting of crops, milk or meat, one eats once the harvest is complete. And then English it says whole, cell, and cellular. Cellar, Slika. Complete, vessel, whole, a container for holding contents, something that is full or whole. Okay, so how did that read again? The king of Babylon hath devoured me. He devoured the temple items. So, this sounds like the king of Babylon has actually taken something from the Most High. You know, when you, of course, you know, I'm not real familiar with that, but that is something that I would like to study on more about. How did that come about? Did the Most High actually say that he was giving him the okay to take it? Take those items out of the temple? Or did he just take them? Because, of course, remember the story where the Most High had a king of Babylon eating grass like an oxen. And I'm sure I don't have to tell you how haughty kings can be, right? So, haughtiness deals with your ego. inflated ego. So the king of Babylon is no different. Sure, he was egotistical. That's why he took those items and started having a party and drinking wine out of those holy items. So the Most High is saying he devoured him. And in a way, that's a figure of speech. I mean, that is a figure of speech. It's a metaphor, right? All right, so what else do we see? Let's just skip to the main accurate, the exact word, because there is a lot in this definition. It's like almost two pages full. Basically two pages, yeah. Okay, so that is spelled once again, the laugh, the cough, and the man. So let's look for that. Let's see if it's here. And there it is. It says to eat food through sustenance. One becomes whole and satisfied. Eat, devour, consume food, meat, devour, fuel, eat, consume food, meat, food, fruit, matter, victual. Okay, so the king of Babylon devoured the Most High. He took in these items, and the Most High is saying, these are me. And I'm sure I don't have to tell you that either. The symbology of that is very deep. The Spirit of the Most High wasn't on those items? Sure they were. Okay, so let's see. In the Etymological Dictionary of Biblical Hebrew, it says, consuming in order to rejuvenate, destroying, feed, food, knife that destroys, complete, move directly, circularly, deviate, digest, circle, sparkle, drip, enable, and strengthen. So, the Most High says he was devoured by the king. He took on these items. It sounds like the Most High isn't happy about it. Okay, so he has crushed me. Also is the next word. So let's look at that and see what that says. Crushed. How can you crush the king of the universe? Sounds impossible. To move noisily, confused, make a noise, discomfort, break, consume, crush, destroy, trouble, and vex, confuse, discomfit. He did not confuse the Most High, right? We're sure about that. All right, so the root takes us to another meaning. It says to distract, ring again, make a great noise, murmur, roar, discomfit, be moved, to discomfit, to be in a stir, murmur, show disquiet, disquietude, put into motion to disturb. Oh. Put in motion to disturb. You see that? That's what I mean about this word. You can't just read it. You have to study it. So the Most High saying that he did something. Instead of crushing him, he moved him to it to be in motion. He disturbed him to cause him to want to do something. Put in motion to disturb. Okay, let's see. What is the next root says? Basically the same thing as the main word. Okay, so now we're getting to the meat of it, right? He made me an empty vessel. Emptiness, figuratively, a worthless thing. See that? Those temple items that he took, he used them in a vain manner. Is that not enough to anger the Most High? Yes. Okay, vessel is next. What does this say? Utensil, implement, article, object, apparatus, vessel. He made him an empty vessel. Sounds like he had a lot of faith in the king of Babylon, and the king of Babylon let him down, so he had to feel his wrath also. Right? Like the children of Israel. All right. To accomplish. This next meaning of this. Let's see. Let's see. To be complete. Be at an end. To be completed. Be finished. To be accomplished. Be fulfilled. To be determined. Be plotted. To be spent. Be used up. To waste away. We can't do that to the Most High, right? So what is he talking about? And this is, again, vessel. He made the Most High empty vessel. He made the Most High complete. Be at an end. To be finished. To be accomplished. Be fulfilled. What he did against the Most High caused the Most High to determine his will, what should be done against him. Right? To be determined. To be accomplished. Be fulfilled. So the word of the Most High was going to fulfill his word against the king of Babylon and against America. Right? Because we just read about the daughter of Babylon in verse 33. So he's talking about, he's on the same thought. So the next one, next part of this verse says, he has swallowed me up like a dragon. How do you swallow up the Most High? How do you eat up, engulf, swallow down? This is what this word means. Squandering. There you go. He squandered the Most High's power. You see what I mean? See how this is basically looks like a code, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Looks like a code to me. So remember, the book is sealed. But now it's becoming unsealed. Okay, so he hath filled his belly with my delicates. He's filled his belly. What is his belly? What is the king of Babylon's belly? Okay, there's really nothing here in the main word, so let's go look at the root. To bend down, stoop, crouch. To bow oneself, hence to sink together, to collapse. Okay, so again, this is this is the word belly. It means to stoop down. Not clear on that. So let's look this up in the ancient, then we'll go to the etymological dictionary. 770. Oh, this one is very short. Simply says belly. Let's see what we have in the etymological dictionary. It says, let's see how that is. How's that spelled? The cough, the race, and the shape of the cough. Almost fell right to it. Break up, digesting food, sever, cut off, bend, cut up, bend, disposes, ground, grind, and pinch off. That's very enlightening, right? To cut off, sever. And this is belly. He has filled his belly. By doing so, he did what? He cut himself off. Yes. Wow. Wow. Okay, so the next one is delegates. And, wow, guess what? This word is spelled, this word is Eden. Like the Garden of Eden. Delight, pleasure. A pleasant country in Asia. The site of which is described in Genesis 2:10 through 14, in which was the garden where the first created human beings were placed, the Garden of Eden. Okay, so what does the root mean? To luxuriate, delight oneself. He delighted himself in the items that he took from the temple. It sounds more and more like he didn't have the permission of the Most High to take these things. And, you know, one of the big questions now is, why did the Most High allow that to happen? Maybe because he knew what he was going to do, so he wanted to teach him a lesson. That's what it sounds like to me. Okay. To cast out. To rinse, cleanse away by rinsing. Wow, look at that. So he thought he just could do away with the Most High, right? Cleanse himself of his sin? No. Right? So, now we see the picture in that verse comes to fruition. It's very clear to me now. Why that verse exists. What is the Most High saying? Okay, so once again, it is best to study the scriptures instead of read. Just reading is not good enough. Okay, so what do we have next? See, how deep is verse 35, and what does our timing look like? Okay, so that's the violence. So my flesh should be upon my blood. My blood upon my heavens and sentences. Okay, I guess we can go ahead with this. Okay, verse 35. The violence done to me and my flesh be upon Babylon. Shall an inhabitants of Zion say, and my blood upon the mountains of Chaldea shall Jerusalem say. Let me read that again. The violence done to me and to my flesh be upon Babylon. Shall the inhabitants of Zion say, and my blood upon the mountains of Chaldea shall Jerusalem say. So, once again, this is the Most High speaking. So what does he mean? The violence done to me and to my flesh? The Most High is not flesh. He is a spiritual being. So who is he talking about? He's talking about the whole house of Israel. The violence that they did to his flesh. He owns us. Right? We are him, basically. And that's what I mean about Isaiah 53 and how he describes him. Christians believe that's talking about Jesus, but it's actually talking about the nation of Israel, the whole nation. When you talk about Jacob, he referred to him as him. And he was talking about the nation, not the man, Jacob. Okay? So shall the inhabitants of Zion say, and my blood upon the mountains of Chaldea shall Jerusalem say. And he's just saying the blood of the inhabitants of Zion is spread in Chaldea and in Jerusalem. So we have to ask ourselves, because the Most High said, we are the apple of his eye, and they shed lots of blood, just like America. So, shall they be made desolate like ancient Babylon? Yes. Yes, the Most High's fury is going to be on this nation. And once again, after reading verse four, Isaiah 41, and seeing how the Most High spoke, is very enlightening about how he's going to deal with America. He's going to give them their recompense upon their own head. Remember, the mighty men will be destroyed. They will be not able to fight because of fear. Because they're going to realize the Most High is fighting for us and he's mad at them. Angry. Right? You know, it's just like Babylon saying, he had devoured me. He devoured Israel. He crushed Israel. He made Israel to be an empty vessel. America, right? He swallowed us up like a dragon. He had filled his belly with our delicates. And then he cast us out. That don't mean out of the country. That mean out of the land of the living. Right? That's another dimension to that verse. So the Most High is saying there's violence done to us, and it's going to be repaid upon the head of America. Okay, so the scriptures, if anything, I hope give you hope and courage to what we are about to face in this world. I mean, there's what more confidence boost do you need to hear that the Most High said he will be with us? He will take care of our enemies. He will be the one who softens the battlefield. And who else would you want to soften a battlefield besides the Most High? Right? It's a no-brainer. Okay, so I'd like to leave you on this note. Hopefully it's an uplifting note to know that the Most High is mad at America, and he was mad at Babylon, and we see what he's done to Babylon. Modern-day Iraq, there's nothing but sand there. No one lives in that ancient city. It's nothing but sand, and it's a wasteland. It's desolate. So, I just want to give thanks and praise to the Creator for allowing us to see this, and thank him for a confidence boost and courage. And, you know, it's nice to know that he will be there for us, despite the planes, the tanks, and all the other little weapons that they have will be rendered useless. And we know, if anybody knows the Most High, if he's done the things that he's done for me, for you, then he's been doing these things for us to gain trust in him. And we should have trust in him. And I just want to leave you with that. And say, Tohu Rabba, for listening. Thank you for listening. And may the Most High be with you and keep you. And may he make his face shine upon thee and get thee peace.